Sean Mackey from Ultimate Baseball Online, and you've just launched 2007, Ultimate Baseball Online 2007. Let's start at the beginning. Give me a little bit about the history of this game.
Well, Ultimate Baseball Online started off as a concept by our boss who was looking to start MMOs.
Right.
And his original idea was to kind of go into the fantasy worlds or the first-person shooter realm, but it was so saturated that he decided to change it up a little bit. And one of the areas that he saw as an opportunity for growth was in sports and in specific team sports.
Right. Because there's, I can't even think of another massively multiplayer online sporting game. Is there another?
We are the only one.
The only one.
It's great because it is such an untapped market, and we have patents pending on all of our technology that allows the different players to join together for this baseball or football or soccer type of game where everybody's battling for that one little object.
Right. I mean, and that's amazing. Let's talk about the gameplay in all of the Ultimate Baseballs Online, and then we'll get to the improvements in the 2007.
Sure.
How does it work?
Well, in Ultimate Baseball Online, every single position is a human being or has that potential.
Okay.
So where it's in baseball now, we have 9 players on each side of the field battling out on a virtual baseball diamond for bragging rights, hitting home runs, striking people out. When the ball gets hit to the right field corner, per se, you don't switch over to the right fielder. You need that right field player to go out there and grab the ball.
So literally, I could be the right fielder, shall we say, and maybe what if the ball doesn't come to me?
Well, then that's where the baseball strategy comes into play. When you have a ball hit into the outfield and you don't have the ball coming at you, you need to go back up a certain position.
Right. Okay.
You need to work together to make sure you're not making errors or running into the other players on the field so that you don't catch the ball.
That's fascinating. And now what about if I jump online and I want to control every position? Is that a possibility? Can I play as just coach, or do I need 9 other people?
What we do for our gameplay is that we allow 3 people to play on a team per side.
Okay.
At that point in time, when there's 3 versus 3, you can take the field, join in a game, and then the AI characters take care of the other positions.
Okay.
In between each at-bat or in between innings, you have the opportunity to change your spot. So if you started at second base and the other team is going for more power hits and they're hitting more balls into the outfield, then you can actually move yourself to the right field position or the center field position or the left field position in between innings.
Are all the characters physically, are their attributes the same, or are there sort of fatter ones and slower ones and ones with stronger arms?
Gotcha. Every single position on Ultimate Baseball Online starts off with a unique DNA code.
Okay.
As you play the game and as you're successful in the game, you actually level up so that you can build your character the way that you see yourself individually. So a shortstop may start off faster with better catching range, but as you earn more points and you earn more levels, you get a chance to put points into things like body strength, stamina, catching range, arm accuracy, all these different categories so that you become what you think the best baseball player is.
It's so impressive. It's such an amazing game, and it's one of a kind. Talk to me about the improvements that are in 2007, which just launched in February.
Well, I think the main thing that we're trying to focus on for 2007 is to allow individuals to have their fun game experience without having to join a team or having to join a league. Things that we've done successfully in the past is we've hosted tournaments and leagues and all those types of events, but those are very structured and very time-oriented. You have to show up at 6 o'clock.
Right.
You have to be there with your team members. Well, now in 2007, we're trying to introduce free agent tournaments, fantasy draft tournaments, so that people can join by themselves and meet new players, meet other people that they can play with without having to go through the team-oriented side of Ultimate Baseball Online.
Have you found that people usually stick with their same team? Is there a way that you guys can track that, or is it just randomly hop into an open tournament?
Well, our original clubhouse that we open up to everybody is called the Pickup Game Clubhouse, and that is you just show up, you play when you want to with whoever else is in there. Then we have other clubhouses that are restricted for teams only, and that sort of registration process goes through our UBO website.
Right.
So you would go to ultimatebaseballonline.com, you would sign up for a team, and a manager would actually have to accept you onto his team, or you could create your own and then accept other players.
And who gets to be a manager? Can I be a manager?
You can be a manager as soon as you get to your 10th level out of 99.
Okay,
so you have to have a little bit of a pre-qualification to show that you actually are committed to the game.
That makes sense.
And then we let you.
I got to work. I just can't be the boss right away.
That's right.
The way of the world. Now, all this goodness and all this fun, here's the kicker. It's free.
Yes.
It's a free game.
Definitely.
How does that work?
Well, let's see. You sign up, you give us an email address, and we send you a temporary password. You get that put in, and you get to make up your own characters. The other cool thing is that you're actually not getting just one character per account. You can create three at one time. So you have a chance to build one character to be a power hitter. You have another chance to build the other guy as a pitcher. And then you can actually create a girl female character to become
It's co-ed?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so politically correct here at Ultimate Baseball Online. Okay, well, one of the things you were talking to me earlier about is some of the customization that you're looking to do to the characters. You said you're going to get tattoos?
Well, in the future versions of Ultimate Baseball Online, that's not out yet.
Yeah.
But what we want to end up doing is being able to allow our individuals inside the game to look like individuals inside the game.
Girls and boys.
Exactly. So we want to be able to create different uniform styles, different arm and, you know, headbands, things of that nature, things that you would normally see on the baseball diamond with a little bit of flair, hopefully, to give everybody a chance. Yes. to give them a chance to be individuals.
So much fun. And if I wanted to go play, first of all, how many other people in the world are playing? Do you know how many users there are?
Yes. Right now we have over 60,000 registered users, and we'll typically see somewhere between 500 to 1,000 players in the game at any one time.
That's awesome. And obviously a lot more now that we've just done this.
And
once people go to, where do they go to play free Ultimate Baseball Online 2007?
You would go to www.ultimatebaseballonline.com.
That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So much fun. What do you say? Start the game? Take game off?
I don't know. Play ball?
Play ball!